Starting off, classical music with the Blue Danube Waltz, Johann Strauss Jr., here on Kansas Public Radio. Next, we'll have some chamber music by Bach and a Vivaldi violin concerto. Lots of great things coming up this morning, support for which comes from KJHK and their 50th birthday celebration, featuring American jazz-influenced indie rock musician May Simones at the Granada Thursday. Doors at 7 p.m., show at 8 p.m. Tickets at granada.com. And from the Lead Center, welcoming the Imagination Movers, the children's music group is seen on Disney+, Saturday, October 18th at 2 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. Here's the Bach Chamber Music. It's his 6th trio sonata, now on KPR. Musica Pacifica was the name of the little ensemble playing that trio sonata number 6 by J.S. Bach. Stay tuned for Edgar Bainton, some English choral music, and I Saw a New Heaven. Before we hear a great piece for band by John Barnes Chance, Incantation and Dance. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend. Glad we're listening to tunes together here on this Friday morning. This is Kansas Public Radio from KU, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and everywhere in the world through kansaspublicradio.org. Romantic treasures await you in the afternoon. We've got Cello Concerto No. 2 by Saint-Saëns, piano works by Sibelius known as The Flowers, and Schumann's Not Quite Symphony. Classical music from noon to 3, right here on KPR. Here's Vivaldi's Violin Concerto No. 11 in D major from his Opus 8 set on KPR. That's Antonio Vivaldi on Kansas Public Radio, his 11th violin concerto from Opus 8, with I Musici. Next, a 5-minute anthem by Englishman Edgar Bainton, And I Saw a New Heaven. It's a chilling verse from the very end of the Bible. It's the beginning of a vision in the last chapter of Revelations. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. With Kevin Clark's Episcopal Church of the Incarnation of Dallas, their choir, that was Edgar Bainton's And I Saw a New Heaven. Coming up next hour, a suite for four horns and Chopin's Fantasy in F minor. Also a Franz Schubert string trio and a Mozart overture, and we're getting ready for a barbershop quartet in the 11 o'clock hour. Radio Days is their name. There's a competition going on this weekend in Lawrence at the Lead Center, so they'll tell us more about that. Radio Days, they're one of the contestants. Well, we'll go from the sacred to the profane now with John Barnes Chance, a band director and composer who was usually called Barney Chance. This is his Incantation and Dance that he wrote for high school bands. It has a great percussion section. In fact, in some ways, part of it is a little percussion concerto. Listen for these instruments: timpani, maracas, temple blocks, gong, claves, tambourine, cymbals, gourd, timbales, bongos, bass drum, and whip. A great piece written for high school bands by John Barnes Chance, The Incantation and Dance. That was Frederick Fennell and the Philharmonia Avent here on KPR. Support for all this classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Cromwell Environmental, providing solutions for mold, asbestos, and other indoor environmental quality issues since 1982. For clients ranging from private homeowners and realtors to corporations. More information at CromwellEnvironmental.com. And from the Dole Institute of Politics, Dole Fellow Joni Wickham moderates journalism and civic engagement with Fox 4's John Holt and journalist Mary Sanchez, October 22nd at 4 p.m., more at DoleInstitute.org.
Clamp down on comedy on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hear more about that interesting topic starting at 3 o'clock. That story and many more on All Things Considered from NPR right here on KPR. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from KU. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. And KANQ Chanute 90.3. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, AIR. It's a volunteer group sponsoring refugee settlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Information at airefugeeslawrence.org. We're at kansaspublicradio.org. Good morning. It's 10:01, The Marriage of Figaro Overture. In just about 3 minutes, it'll be Mozart on KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, expected to leave shortly for Walter Reed Military Medical Center. He'll get his second physical this year. The White House says it is routine. Trump says that he feels fine. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from CFP, Certified Financial Planner Professionals, committed to acting in their clients' best interests. Learn more at letsmakeaplan.org. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Such a great piece, so complete and just an overture. The Marriage of Figaro, that's for that opera, Mozart's opera. That was Leonard Bernstein in the New York Philharmonic. Next, the Grumio Trio and a very good performance of Schubert's String Trio in B-flat. And remember, we've got live music, and in an hour we'll be listening to a barbershop quartet. Updated forecast before we hear that Schubert. Today should stay sunny with a high of 82. Tomorrow, Saturday, a few clouds and a high of 80. Sunday should warm up to 86. Looks like Columbus Day, Monday, the last day for the Renaissance Festival, I guess. There's a 20% chance of showers before 1 p.m., but, oh, ultimately it should be partly sunny with a high of 72 for Monday. It's 9 minutes into our 10 o'clock hour on Kansas Public Radio. Here's the String Trio in B-flat, Franz Schubert, on KPR. That was the String Trio in B-flat by Franz Schubert with the Grumio Trio. Next, a great piano piece by Chopin before we hear a suite for four horns recorded summer of 2024 at the Sunflower Music Festival. It's just about exactly 10:30. Good morning. It's Kansas Public Radio. We're live. We're local. We're FM 91.5 Lawrence, KANU. And FM 89.7 Emporia, KANH. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee settlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Info at airefugeeslawrence.org. And support for the classical music this morning on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu. Here's the Chopin Fantasy in F minor, on KPR. Opus 49 by Frédéric Chopin on Kansas Public Radio, known as the Fantasy in F Minor. The pianist was Maria Jal Perez. Next hour, before we hear our music from Our Town by Aaron Copland, and after, we hear The Booster, an American absurdity rag by the Great American Main Street Band. We'll hear the Radio Days Barbershop Quartet, and we'll tell you about a barbershop convention competition, Die Meistersinger, this weekend, and when the events are where you can go and listen to the groups compete. KPR's Big Band Christmas is coming up December 13th with tickets to the general public on sale tomorrow. Check it out at kansaspublicradio.org. And support for classical music this hour on KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. This is by Eugene Botza, now his suite for four horns, using the four horn players of the 2024 Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka, a KPR recording now on KPR. From Summer Before Last at the Sunflower Music Festival, that was Eugene Botza's suite for four horns, with James Thatcher, Greg Miller, Luis Garcia, and Jessica Vicente, French horn players for that piece here on KPR or kansaspublicradio.org. Next time on KPR Presents, our Kansas Notable Book Series continues with The Last Rancher by Robert Rabine.
It's a huge responsibility to own a piece of the earth and to be its steward, and to try to do what's right for that piece of ground, but also to not mess it up in the sense of losing it, wanting to sign and pass it on to the next generation.
I'm Kay McIntyre. Hope you'll join me for KPR Presents, 6 o'clock Sunday evening on Kansas Public Radio.
We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. And KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play KPR. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from Kansas Public Radio, well, the local businesses. We want to say a big thank you to Restaurant on Massachusetts Street, Zen Zero, and Genovese for supporting KPR by supplying us with delicious food donated to keep us going last week during our membership drive here on Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, with its Name Your Price tool, a way to see coverage options based on a driver's budget. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio.
Nostalgic sounding music by Aaron Copland, written for the Thornton Wilder play, well, the movie that was made in 1939 of it, Our Town. We've heard Leonard Slatkin's St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. Here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, it's about 11:33. Jeff Watson's with you for classics from noon to 3. I'm Cordelia. I'm with you until then. And tomorrow afternoon, a picture's worth a thousand words, right? Or how about 11 pictures are worth thousands of notes? Here are pictures at an exhibition with Destiny from 1 to 4 p.m. on KPR's Classics by Request. It's the show where you pick the playlist. Habaneras, a bolero, and fantasies were your top requests this week. Help Destiny to start planning next week's playlist. by going to kansaspublicradio.org/classics by request. Here's organist Marie-Claire Alon with the Paillard Chamber Orchestra for the second organ concerto in B-flat by George Frederick Handel now on KPR. One of the Handel organ concertos, that was the second one, Jean-François Paillard and his chamber orchestra accompanying Marie-Claire Alon, organist. Next on KPR, here's something by Carl Friedrich Christian Fasch, or at least it's attributed to him. Let's hear his concerto for trumpet and oboe d'amore, violin and strings together on KPR. A little concerto for trumpet, oboe d'amore, and strings by CFC Fasch, Christopher Warren Green's Philharmonia Orchestra. Next, Leroy Anderson, piece played by the Boston Pops. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from LMH Health's new Cancer Center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare. This is KPR. The music of Leroy Anderson, Summer Skies, with Frederick Fennell and the Boston Pops Orchestra. You're invited to a band concert tomorrow night, October 11th. Home isn't just a place. It's the people, stories, and traditions that shape us. Tomorrow, the Mid-America Freedom Band opens its 23rd season with For All Who Call This Home, a concert that celebrates belonging in all its forms. From wide open prairies to intimate lyrical moments, each piece invites you to reflect on the spaces and communities that feel like home. In an interesting venue, the Gem Theater, in downtown Kansas City at the American Jazz Museum, it's at 7 p.m., and it features the White Rose March by John Philip Sousa, something by Helen May Butler called Cosmopolitan America, Robert Russell Bennett's Suite of Old American Dances, Leonard Bernstein's Divertimento, and by Jennifer Jolly, The Eyes of the World Are Upon You, Omar Thomas's arrangement of Shenandoah, and the classic William Grant Still Folk Suite for Band. The Mid-America Freedom Band invite you to come hear the music that unites us and be a part of this important moment in the Mid-America Freedom Band's journey. This is KPR. That was the Serenata Waltz from Jewels of the Madonna by Wolf Ferrari. Here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Coming up in just a few minutes, it'll be noon news and Stardate here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas.
From NPR News.
Join us for that story and many more starting at 3 here on KPR. It's 12 noon. We're live. We're local. We're Kansas Public Radio from KU. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute 90.3. Looks like Jeff Watson has a very come hither piece right after Stardate. It's by Hayden Wood. It's called Venice or Soft Eyes from a Lattice Window. Also the second Camille Saint-Saëns cello concerto. That's very dramatic. And five pieces, The Flowers by Jean Sibelius, and much more with Jeff from noon to three. You can see our playlists online at kansaspublicradio.org. You can always look up what's playing or what's been played, kansaspublicradio.org. I'm Cordelia Brown. Have a great afternoon.
Live from NPR News in Washington.